The book of 2 Kings in chapter number 7. Second Kings chapter 7 and verse number 3. The Bible says, "And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. They said one to another, 'Why sit we here until we die? If we say, we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall under the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die.' And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, 'Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us.' Wherefore they rose up and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. When these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, 'We do not well this day. We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. We hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household.' So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, 'We come to the camp of Syrians. Behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents were as they were.' He called to the porters, and they told it to the king's house within." Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight on the Starvation Committee. Y'all like committees? What do y'all think about committees? I've been on committees before. Been on a lot of them, different ones. Committees, they make decisions. A lot of times they don't have a clue what decisions they're making or how they're affecting. But here were these guys, they was leprous men. The whole country of Samaria, or Israel, was starving to death. If you're familiar with this story, if you're familiar with the leading up to this, what has taken place is Ben-Hadad had came as the king of Syria and went up and besieged Samaria. And they had a wicked king, and the king was passing by on the wall. And a woman cried and said, "King, help me." And he said, "If I can't help you," said, "what in the world are we going to do?" They were starving to death. They had besieged the city, and nobody could go in or out. And they was waiting on them just to get so hungry that they would come out and be their servants. And he said, "What can I do for you?" Said, "Well," said, "me and this lady live in the same house," and said, "we was hungry," and said, "yesterday we decided that we would eat my son today, and then tomorrow we would eat her son, and we would live." And said, "so we took my son yesterday and killed him and boiled him and ate him," and said, "now today she has hid her son," and said, "you pass judgment upon this." The Bible says that the king tore his clothes and said, "God do the same to me if Elisha's head's still on him by tomorrow about this time." And so they sent down messengers to Elisha the prophet's house. The Bible said that Elisha was sitting in his house, and he said, "There's servants come to take my head off." Said, "but when they come in, just shut the door," said, "the king is right behind them."
And said the king come down there, and y'all know the story. The king come down there, and Elisha said, thus saith the Lord, tomorrow they're going to sell. What did they sell? Sell a morsel of fine flour for a shekel. That's like a penny in the gate. Said, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel. Amen. And two measures of barley for a shekel. So in other words, there's going to be so much food by tomorrow. Said you can get fine flour for a penny, what we would consider a penny. And there was a man there, amen, who was the right hand of the king. And he said, if God made windows in heaven, this thing could be. He doubted what the prophet said. And the prophet said, you'll see it with your eyes, but you won't behold it. And so then the scripture goes to hear these leprous men on the night. That night, they're on the outside of the gate. And I want to skip on and tell you the end of that story. They go back and tell them. The king said, oh, they're spying. They're hiding out there, and said they think we're so starving we're going to come out there. And said after the leprous men came and told them what they found and what we read, and said then they're going to kill us all. And the one of the servants said, let's just take some horses and me and chariots. They took two chariots out there. And checked it out, and come to find out, the whole valley was full of clothes and things as those Syrians was running, because God had caused them to hear a sound of a mighty war and rumbling coming in there. And it came to pass just like God said. They sold a measure of flour for a fine measure of flour for a shekel, and they sold two measures of barley for a shekel. And so what about the man who said that if God made windows in heaven, this thing might be? What happened to him? Well, the king gave him order to keep the gate. And the people were so hungry, they trod him down. They trod him down, and he fell. And they stomped him with their feet, and he died. And so it came to pass, just like God said, he saw it with his eyes, but he never ate it. Now I'm preaching tonight on the starvation committee. Here was these lepers that said, why sit we here until we die? They agreed that there had to be something done. Now I want to preach about a couple things right here, and I don't think I'm going to keep you too long. I know that they got food prepared over at the fellowship hall, and so I am in between you and eating, and so I know y'all probably... you don't want to enjoy a time of fellowship tonight, and I know that the Lord has already come by here and helped us, and so I'm just going to drop this in on you and get out of the way. Like one preacher said, I'm going to get in the way and then get out of the way. First off, they agreed to action. They agreed to do something. They agreed to not sit and die. I think it's time, amen, that we get hungry enough for God that we at least do something. Praise God. They got so hungry that they decided we need to do something. They said, here are these four lepers, and they was banished from society because they was lepers. But their hunger pains got to, somebody said their stomach was eating on their backbone. They got so hungry, they decided it was time to do something. So they said, okay, we got three choices. We can sit right here and die because we're lepers, but we're not going to die from leprosy. We're going to die from starvation. We can go back in the city, and he said, we're not even welcome in there because we're lepers. That's, you know, this is my little commentary. Said, we're lepers, we go back in there, we're not welcome. Said, but if we go back in there, we can't find nothing to eat anyways. And so we're going to die in there. Or the third option we've got is to go, amen, and go to the Syrians. And so, amen, here they was, the first question was, why are we going to sit right here and starve to death? Why are we going to sit here and die? And so they agreed to action. Now I pray that the Lord would help us to realize, amen, that one of the greatest, amen, faults in our lives is inaction, lack of doing something, getting busy for God. Do something for God. Amen. I believe that God has a call to get involved. A call to get busy for God. A call to get more of God. Amen. I don't believe that God is just going to pour it out on us. We've got a job to do. We've got to do our part. Whether it's blind Bartimaeus crying out for healing, whether it was the woman pressing through the crowd touching the hem of his garment, whether it was the four men tearing off the roof, amen, and letting the other man down. The Bible said when Jesus saw their faith, he saith to the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." I'm telling you, I believe it's time to have another starvation committee. You know what that means? I'm preaching tonight. I believe it's time that some people get together and say, "Amen, I am hungry enough. Amen, I don't know what will happen if we go into the city. Amen, we'll probably die there. We're for sure going to die here. But we definitely got to do something because I want to see a move of God." Hallelujah. Here it was. They were so starving that they was going to do something. Amen. And we come to church. Hallelujah. And they sing the song, "He is here." Amen. It's like we got ropes tying us down. Hallelujah. "Why sit we here till we die?" they said. Amen. There's a part of the starvation committee. I pray that tonight that the Lord would create some starvation committees around here. Y'all ain't hearing me, or y'all ain't amused by it. I figured y'all'd be laughing at me by now. I mean, here these guys was. They acted because they was starving to death. Hello? They were so hungry. They said, "If we sit here, we're going to die." I want to tell you, amen, the Bible said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Praise God. God knows all things. Amen. Here they was quarantined. They was starving. They didn't have nothing to eat. They was beggars. That's what they was. You become a leper, you became a beggar. Amen. Nobody is going to bring us. I mean, they sat there and they could have said, amen, nobody's going to come out here in the middle of the night and bring us a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk. Because they don't even have it. Now I want to tell you something. If we're sitting around, amen, waiting on somebody else to pray us through, we're sitting around waiting on somebody else to, amen, get our miracle for us. I want to tell you something right now. Amen, we're just going to sit right here and die, they said. It's time for us to have some action. They agreed to action. And God wants us to get active for Him. God wants us to get busy for Him. God wants us to do what we can for Him. Amen. Here they was, beggars. Amen. And nobody was going to bring them nothing because nobody had anything to bring them. And so all they're going to do is sit right there and die. If we don't get active for God, and if we don't get to praying, amen, and seeking God in the land that we live in and the shape that, amen, for the most part, everyone is in, amen, God help us, we'll sit right here and die. But they agreed, we got to do something. You know that the Bible says, amen, that we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard. In Hebrews chapter 2, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Why sit we here till we die? The Bible doesn't say, how shall we escape if we kill Christians? The Bible doesn't say, how shall we escape if you burn down churches? The Bible doesn't say, how shall you escape if you destroy all the good books about God and destroy the theology books. The Bible doesn't say, how shall we escape if we turn into adulterers and adulteresses? The Bible doesn't say, amen, that we wouldn't escape if we, amen, became these old dirty, rotten sinners. The Bible simply says, how shall we escape if we neglect? Neglect. Somebody say neglect tonight. Neglect. Come on, let's get about 50% more. Neglect. How shall we escape if we neglect? Just leave it aside. Lay it aside. Amen. America's not going to hell in a handbasket because we would never preach the gospel. We never heard the gospel. No, we're going to hell because we did nothing about what we heard. We did nothing about what was preached to us. Amen. We simply neglected it. We laid it aside. When we had the opportunity to do something for God, we didn't do it. When we had the opportunity to receive the power of the Holy Ghost, we didn't do it. Amen. They agreed to action. Somebody wrote a song and said, I wish that two or three would get together and just agree. Amen. What would happen if we got in one accord? We would see the power of the Lord. Amen. And I believe that today if we could have a starvation committee right here in Old Paz and said, man, I'm so hungry for a move of God. Amen. I'm not going to sit right here and die. I'm so hungry for a touch of God. I'm not going to sit right here and not see something happen. Amen. You know, when somebody acts upon faith, God has to move. When somebody steps out, amen, and acts upon faith, God has to move because God will honor His word. Amen. God will always honor His word. Amen. The Bible said that He has exalted His word above all His name. And God's word is the highest. Amen. Of all in the glory of God. Hallelujah. And He will honor His word. And if we have faith and we have action and we have faith that is alive and not dead, faith without works is dead. Amen. But faith with works brings forth something in our lives. And here was four leprous beggars banished from society. Amen. And they got together. Four of them agreed. Man, that's a miracle right there. Four people agreed. What a miracle. God's going to move right now. Hallelujah. We got four men agreeing on the same thing. And you know why they're agreeing? Because they're so hungry. Amen. And you know why so many times we don't see revival. Amen. You know it. You know why we don't see God move. We're not hungry enough. We're too full. A desire's not great enough. Amen, but they agreed. All four of them agreed to action. Let's move on. They agreed to go to the enemy's camp. I don't know who brought it up. There was four of them. Amen. But one of them said, I tell you what we ought to do. Let's go down to the enemy's camp. Man, you're talking about a bizarre conversation. Can you imagine the rest, all three of them? I mean, number one, we're lepers. Bill, don't you realize we're lepers? Amen. Number one, they're going to kill us. Number two, we're Israelites. And number three, amen, they know why we're coming. And so they're going to kill us as soon as we go. But let me just talk to you just a minute before y'all get mad. We're going to die here. We're going to die if we go in the city. Amen. But and I know we've got a 10,000th of a chance. Amen. 1 in 10,000 chance. But let's just say that they have mercy on us. There ain't no chance we're going to live here. There ain't no chance we're going to live in the city. But we have just a hair chance that we're going to make it if we turn ourselves over to these Syrians. That's our only hope. Now I want to tell you something tonight. I know, amen, that I need the Lord to help me to preach. And I know the Lord knows every man and every woman's heart tonight. But I want to ask you something tonight. Are you in a pinch in your situation? Are you at that place where they was? They was at a place where they was going to have to do what totally against everything. But that was their only option. I want to tell you something. Giving yourself to the Lord is not, amen, like giving yourself over to the enemy. But to some people's mind, and to some people's, amen, life, and to some people, amen, to sometimes us, we think it is so bizarre to give ourselves totally 100% to God. Now, we would never admit it. We would never get up and testify and say it. Praise God. We would never admit that. But giving ourselves over to God and totally 100% selling out to God. Amen. Here, these leprous men, this was the only choice, amen, they had to live. Now, I want to tell you something tonight. The only choice that we have, amen, is giving ourselves over to the Lord. And if we have any other choice, if there's any other option, many times the old flesh and the old self will talk us out of giving ourselves 100% to God. Well, you got this other option. Well, you got this way. You can do it this way. You can do this. You can do that. God help us tonight. Lord help us. Amen. They agreed to go to the enemy's camp. Amen. I've seen people struggle so hard in giving themselves over to the Lord. Why is it so hard to sell out to God? Why is it so hard to sell out to the Lord? Amen. Why is it, amen, so hard to give ourselves totally to God? Amen. In times in our life, we get in trouble and we run to the wrong place. Think about Jonah. Let me bring up Jonah just for a moment. Amen. Jonah was on a ship going away from God. Amen. God sent the storm. They woke him up. Jonah knew it was him. He knew what was wrong. Jonah said, throw me overboard. The Bible said that those men rowed hard to bring that ship to land, but they couldn't because God was blowing against it and the wind. And the Bible says that Jonah said, throw me overboard. You know, to those seamen, that was like murder. That was just like throwing a man and killing him. I mean, they just as well pull out their sword and cut his head off to those men that had been on that sea for so long. But what was it to Jonah, brother and sister, to this backslid preacher, to this man running from the call of God? You know what it was to him? It was put me in the hand of God and let him do whatever he wants to with me. Y'all agree with me? Jonah standing on that ship, trying to hold on to the side in that storm. All those things going on. I mean, to those men that was going to throw him overboard, they might as well, I mean, shot him. They might as well, you know, stabbed him in the heart. I mean, because throwing him in that sea, you couldn't even see land probably, you know, as far as they was or whatever there was. It was an impossibility for him to survive in a normal situation, let alone in a raging storm like this. But to Jonah standing on that ship, are y'all still with me? Do you agree with me tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like I'm not connected tonight. Amen. I feel like it's like our minds are somewhere else or something. It might be my preaching. Amen. And I can put it to a halt real quick. Amen. But can we just pull our minds here just a second? I mean, just for a second right here. Amen. Just y'all come on. Come on in the house. Amen. Y'all with me tonight? Y'all with me? Y'all forgot about tomorrow's work already? Forgot about everything yet? Come on, forget about it. Just for a second right here. Pull yourself in here just a second. What do you think it meant to that backslid preacher when he looked at him and he said, throw me overboard? You know what he was saying? He said, put me in the hand of God. And God can do whatever he wants to with me. If he wants to kill me, he can kill me. God created the earth, the sea. God created everything. If he's big enough to wreck this ship, if he's big enough to send a thing out here, he can do it. And the Bible says, and I'm not preaching along this way, but the Bible says, now the Lord had prepared, amen, a great fish. Amen. When you go all the way with God, God's already prepared for you. Amen. Think about this. When you go overboard, now the Lord had prepared a great blessing. Now the Lord Lord had prepared a great miracle. Now the Lord had prepared a great anointing. Now the Lord had prepared a great, amen, miraculous thing to happen in your life. What is it? The Starvation Committee, amen, got together right here and said, let's go into the hand of the Syrians. Let's go on our only option. And I want to tell you tonight, our only option is going all the way with God. Our only option is going overboard like Jonah. Our only option is selling 100% out to God. So many times we want to hold on to this, we want to hold on to that, and make excuse after excuse after excuse. Amen. But here one of these lepers said, amen, let me go, let us go. And all three of them anonymously agreed. They put it before the board, and the committee passed it. All in favor say aye, none opposed. Amen. And here it passed, and here they go. Marching on for God. And I wish tonight, amen, that somebody would be starving enough, that somebody would be hungry enough for a move of God, for a touch of God in their life. Amen, that they would say, amen, this is my only option. This is my only option, is to go all the way with God. I remember preaching at Bradshaw Jail. I thank the Lord for helping me to preach there. I used to preach there a whole lot. Now, just every once in a while, I remember preaching at Bradshaw Jail. One time I was all the way down in the pod, which is way down, you know, there in the dorm, and right there took the PA down there with me, and we had set up, and these men was in their cells. Man, the Lord began to touch me, and we was having church. Now, I know it's a little bit different than jail, because these guys are, you know, they're hardened and they're suffering, and a lot of them have been away from family for a while. And so, man, a lot of them are ready to pray. But I remember preaching. I can see it right now today. And I'll never forget that man. His name is Randy. He even drew me a picture. And I remember I got to preaching about how the Lord would restore your life, restore your soul, and he would give you a second chance. Somebody said tonight about the Lord giving a second chance. Are you glad the Lord gives second chances? Would you be here tonight if it hadn't been for second chances, third chances, fourth chances? I was preaching in that place. I never saw this guy, but I got to pulling by. I mean, the Lord got to pulling. Come on. Amen. God will help you. It's something to me. You ought to sit where I am and look at people's faces when you tell them to try Jesus. I mean, they've tried drugs. They've been in relationships. I mean, they've tried alcohol. They've tried everything. Their life's a mess, and you tell them, try Jesus. And they think, man, that's the craziest thing I ever seen. Living old time life, living for God. And I want to say, what do you have to lose? You've already tried everything. And if I was telling you to try a new pill or a new beer or a new woman or a new relationship, man, you'd jump right on it. Amen. But I want to tell you, when you try Jesus, he never fails. Amen. Or evil, his love prevails. Amen. In sunshine or stormy veil, if you'll try Jesus, you'll find he never fails. They agreed, let's go to the enemy's camp, because this is our only option. Now, I wish somebody tonight would get hungry enough. I wish the Starvation Committee would start right here tonight and say, we got to have a move of God. We've got to eat. Amen. And this is our only option. I know it sounds bizarre to fast a couple days. I know it's outdated to be faithful. Amen. And pray like never before. Amen. But I'm telling you what, I'm so hungry, I'll do anything. Preaching tonight on the Starvation Committee. Is anybody in here part of a committee? There's usually about five. You want an odd number on a committee so you can vote and pass things. And, you know, if you got an even number on a committee, you might get it at a deadlock, like we're at the Supreme Court right now. Things like that. But, you know, so if y'all keep looking at me the way you're looking at me, I'm going to separate y'all up in odd numbers and preach to you. And y'all are going to be committees before this is over. But not really. I'm just threatening you. But this man in prison, I remember they went. I saw people pulling him. They went over there and they got to pulling him. He was over there while I was preaching.
They put him in that pod, and I found out later he was over in his bunk way back over there. He was just sitting there just weeping and crying. Amen. Listening to the word of God, listening to preaching, and God was dealing with him. And God was moving. He was just down just weeping and crying. Somebody saw him. Somebody told somebody else, said, hey, Randy's over there crying. Somebody went over there, what's wrong? He just began to weep. They began to pull him. They pulled him out. I remember I was standing there preaching, and these guys was up there and we was praying. I remember these guys pushed this guy right up in front of me. Pushed him right up there in that jail cell. I was standing there, and we got to praying for him, and God touched his life, and I believe the Lord changed him. Amen. And wherever he's at tonight, I will tell you this. He was there for about 2 years, and the Lord completely transformed that man, and he ended up being the chaplain's clerk and all of different things right there in that prison cell. Amen. What was it? It was his only option. Amen. And the starvation committee got together and said, we're going to help old Randy tonight. Amen. And we've got to find some help from God. Amen. It reminds me of those boys that went up on the roof and tore the roof off and let him down where Jesus was. They carried him on the bed. Amen. Bringing him to Jesus. But when they got to the door, they couldn't get in the door because everybody was stacked at the door. Then they went to the back door. Amen. They couldn't get in there. They went to the patio door, but they couldn't get in there. They thought, man, we can slide him in the window, but they couldn't get in the window because everybody was there. He said, man, let's try and see if we can go through the basement and up the steps. But they couldn't go through the basement and up the steps. They had only one option left. That's to tear that roof off and let him down where Jesus is. And so they got a ladder. Amen. And they climbed up. What was it? They was desperate. Amen. This was a starvation committee. He said, man, we have got to do it. We've got to tear this roof off. And somebody said, when they wrote a song, amen, break off the roof, tear off the roof, amen, get to Jesus, whatever it takes. Here was these lepers men, and they realized they was going to die right there. And I wish somebody would realize that if we don't tear off the roof, if we don't go to the Syrians' camp, if we don't break through heaven's doors, if we don't rattle, amen, every devil in hell, our families will go to hell. We won't have revival. We won't receive the healing. We won't receive our financial miracle. But if I could just get a starvation committee, maybe a husband and wife, and said, man, I've got to do whatever it takes. I've got to get whatever I can. I've got to let God help me. I've got to get full of the Holy Ghost. I've got to receive my answer. Hallelujah. That's where they was. The starvation committee.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Now I'm going to move on, and I'm going to turn it just a little different way. But I'd like to give the Lord opportunity to move right here before I do. Thank you, Jesus. And the last thing I'm going to preach about, if the Lord, amen, lets me go that far, is this right here. Amen. They agreed to tell others. They agreed that it wasn't good. I mean, to just feast on this. They went in one tent and ate and ate and ate. You're talking about starving guys. Have you ever seen starving people eat? I have. I've seen people that wasn't starving eat, and they ate like they were starving. And I've been there before. You know, I was raised with seven brothers, and man, it was Father, Son, Holy Ghost, whoever eats the fastest gets the most. And I mean, we went at it. When we first got married, Sister Bethany's sister-in-law said, man, I don't believe they had enough food when he was growing up. Said, watch him eat, just eat so fast. But I don't know why I eat so fast. But I've heard they say that they teach you in the military, chew your food 7 times. I never did follow that rule. But anyways, the starvation committee, they go in this tent. Nobody's there. Can you imagine them sneaking up at any moment? Get on the ground at any moment. Halt at any moment as they're sneaking up. as they're coming to the edge of the Syrian camp. They're just waiting for a spear, amen, to stab them in the side. They're just waiting for a sword to hit them, amen, in the neck and knock their head off. Amen, but they just keep on coming closer. What is it that drives them closer? Amen, it's they're starving to death. Amen, and what is it that drives us back to God? What is it that brings us when we're in trouble? Oh God, help us tonight. What is it brings us back to a place? What is it brings us to church on Sunday night when we don't feel like being there? Amen. What is it that brings us to prayer meeting? What is it that brings us, amen, to our knees? What is it that drives us back? We're starving. Another step. At any moment they're going to be on us. But they never did. They opened that tent door and there was some bread. Amen. There was some of that Texas toast. Man, you talking about Texas toast, already toasted, already buttered. Amen. Already some jam and jelly. Amen. I'm talking about. Amen. Here they was. The Dr. Pepper. Amen. Was already out of the ice chest and sitting on the table. The Bible said the Syrians had left in haste. They went in there and they ate. They found them some silver. They found them some gold. They went and hid it. Amen. This starvation committee. Amen. They should have died at the gate. They should have died of starvation. But instead, they decided to act. I want to tell you something. Amen. You should not be here tonight. You should be away from God. We should be on our way to hell. Amen. But something inside us said, I know God can turn it around for me. I know God can help my finances. I know God can help my marriage. I know God can help my children. What was it? It's that driving starvation that said, I know God can move. Can I get a witness tonight? They looked in that first tent, untipped that flap, pulled that flap back, looked in there. Come on now. I mean, walking ever so slowly. How slow do you walk when you think somebody's fixing to stab you and cut your head off? Man, don't nobody say boo. I mean, all four of them quiet as a mouse. They get up to that tent and they pull it back. They look around and they see them tacos. The avocado already on them. Man, you talking about? All of a sudden they forgot about the spear. All of a sudden they forgot. I mean, you talking about smacking and chomping? I mean, you talking about, wow, they wasn't no table manners. Now, you know in Africa, Jack, the louder you smack, you might think I'm kidding, but it's true. That means you like it better. I mean, we sit down there and it's like a course going on. All these lips and I mean, I'm not just, all of that. What in the world's going on? I talked to a missionary. Some of y'all's family over there in Africa. They said the louder you smack, the more you like your food. Man, these old boys was tearing up these steaks. I mean, they was a guzzling it. They was going it down. Hallelujah. What it? Hallelujah. The starvation committee. Hallelujah. Had finally made it. Amen. To heaven's bread. Amen. I want to tell you, sometimes you get in church, somebody says, stop going to that altar and praying and crying. Amen. Why do you go down there and cry? What's wrong with you? Why are you shouting? Why are you running? Why do you go to church so much? Amen. Why are you getting in? What is it that's wrong with you? Have you committed sin? Have you done wrong? Is something wrong with you? Come on, church, help me tonight. Amen. No! I finally made it to heaven's bread room. I finally made it to God's good heaven. Amen. And I've got so much blessings. And I've got so much. He just keeps on blessing me. And when I thought I was full, he's got some more for me. What was it? The starvation committee finally got to eat. Can you just for a second imagine those four starving lepers? digging into them mashed potatoes. Fried chicken and bread pudding. Come on now. I mean, you're talking about eating, grabbing up things. Hallelujah. I've seen people when God turned it around for them. I've seen people when God turned it around for their marriage. Hallelujah. 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 I've seen people married, amen, and there was a starvation committee, and God turned it around for them. You come too late to tell me God can't do it. You should have caught me before, just a few years before. You're too late. I don't believe you when you say it's impossible. I don't believe you, hallelujah, you say they're too far gone. I don't believe you as God says, when you say God can't turn my finances around. I've seen people, amen, that wasn't supposed to have nothing. Amen, I've seen God turn it around for them. And you know what? I think it was about like those four lepers in that old tent digging in there, and they hadn't ate in weeks. The last thing they ate was just crumbs and bones that people threw out to them. And then here they are feasting on the blessings and the greatest that man could ever imagine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May I dare say, I've been on the starvation committee before. Hallelujah, where God opened up the windows of heaven. Amen, and I couldn't believe what God had did. Hallelujah. Amen, I feel like maybe somebody here tonight. Amen, the devil's saying you might as well just sit right there and die. Amen, but no, don't sit there and die. Amen, get a hold of yourself. Rise up and go forward and see what God will do for your life. See what God will do in your home. See what God will do in your finances. See what God will do. He said he'd open up the windows of heaven. I cannot read this scripture where this man says, if God made windows in heaven without thinking about Malachi, where he said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. That there shall be meat in my house, and prove me therewith, and see if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to contain it. Now there's saints of God in here that served God for a long time, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Well, you've knelt down and you said, Lord, I paid my tithes when I didn't have it. Now you help me. Come on, church. You've been there before, have you? Have you been there before? You said, Lord, I was faithful to you. I know I don't deserve it. And I know that my Lord, y'all are in trouble. I feel like preaching. Man, I'm telling you, I feel like I just got started. Y'all are in bad trouble tonight because I don't even feel like I got any breaks right now. Hallelujah. I mean, tell you, I could get dirty looks even from my wife, and I wouldn't stop preaching right now. I mean, tell you, I feel like preaching. I feel like going. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost on this platform. I feel like God wants to turn it around for somebody. Hallelujah. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing. There won't be even room enough to contain it. I've been there before where I knelt down at that altar and I didn't have money. Amen. I knelt down at that altar, knelt down at that couch or whatever, my family. I didn't have money for that bill. I had to pay that bill. Amen. I said, Lord, I paid my tithes. I did what you told me to do. I know I'm unworthy. I wasn't coming in self-righteousness. Come on, church. I was coming with a clean conscience. Y'all know I'm talking right. There's a difference in coming to God with self-righteousness and coming with a clean conscience. Many times, the number one thing that hinders our prayer is a dirty conscience. You let an old conscience, old dirty conscience. Amen. But I can help right down there. Amen. We prayed, asked God, got up. Amen. Sister Bethany called me. Couldn't even hardly talk for crying. And somebody knocked on the door. Hallelujah. And gave us some money. Ain't no way they knew. Oh, they might have knew we, you know, might have been down. But they didn't know we knelt down at that couch because they ain't got no camera in our house. Hello? They didn't know we knelt down at that couch and said, God, hallelujah, here we are. I mean, what was it? We was on the starvation committee. Hello? I said, hello? The Bible says if you pay your tithes, he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. There won't even be room enough to contain it. You ain't even got room. I'm telling you, I've seen people, amen, fight through life and fight. And I think, man, Lord, help them. God, help us. Life, as Sister Tanya's talking about, I mean, people don't have the Lord. People don't follow the Lord. I mean, the Bible says it's like putting your money in a bag with a hole in it. If you don't follow God, it's just like putting your money in a bag with a hole in it. It just falls right on out. Come on, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When here they was digging in this tent and eating and filling, and they ran to another tent. Man, you thought them tacos was good. I mean, look at this lasagna. Look at these breadsticks and some Alfredo. Hey, y'all smiling at me. I mean, I know all kinds of food. Trust me. Amen. I ought to be a professional, amen, taster. Amen. But not at a wine factory because I don't believe in drinking booze. Amen. And I don't want none of the booze the devil has to offer. Amen. But you talking about it. Here they go in the next tent. Amen. You thought that guacamole was good. Hallelujah. You ought to try this. You ought to try this bread. All of a sudden they go from one tent to another tent to another tent. Amen. God's pouring his blessings out on them. God's a blessing the starvation committee. All of a sudden the starvation committee ain't starving anymore. And I feel like telling somebody tonight, it won't be long, you won't be starving anymore either. I said it won't be long, you won't be starving anymore either. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah, Jesus. Stand together with me tonight. Praise God. I'm not talking about the food in the fellowship hall either. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the blessings of God in your life. When God turns it around. When God changes it for you. When God blesses you. When God pours it out on you. Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, they're starving to death. But all of a sudden, God had turned it around. Now I come to preach to you tonight. God can still turn it around. God can change your circumstances. God can change your situation. God can bless you above and beyond anything and everything. Amen. That the devil has tried to destroy in your life, that sin has destroyed. Dear Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the goodness of God bringing us here. I pray, God, that you speak to our hearts. I pray, God, that you speak to our lives. I pray, oh God, that you help us. And we thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it, Lord. We give you honor for it, Lord. I give you praise for it, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. I thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thus saith the Lord, I have a blessing waiting on you. Thus saith the Lord, I have blessings waiting on you. Thus saith the Lord, fear pulls you back. Fear and unbelief pulls you back. This saith the Lord, trust in me with all thine heart, and see what I have for you, saith the Lord God. I have a blessing waiting for you, saith the Lord. Fear has kept you to sit there. This saith the Lord, cast that fear out, saith God. Chase that fear out, saith the Lord God, and watch my miraculous power change things. This saith God, I am the God of the Bible. I am the God of the New Testament. I am the God that rules the world, and I am able. And I love you, saith the Lord. You're mine. And I have called you by name, and I have purposed my plan for you. Follow me, saith God. Walk with me. Come near, saith the Lord. Come near, saith the Lord God. For I have blessings waiting for you, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Surely, doubt rises in your heart. Surely, unbelief has hindered you. Surely, fear has held you back. But this saith the Lord, faithfulness to my cause, faithfulness to me. I am the Almighty God. I am the one and only God that controls everything. This saith the Lord, prove me. This saith the Lord, try me. This saith the Lord, put me to the test and see what I can do in your life, saith the Lord God, this hour. For my blessing is waiting. My blessing is near. My blessing is even at the door. This saith God, I will show myself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect and turned toward me, saith the Lord God. I love you, Lord Jesus, tonight. I praise you, Lord Jesus, tonight. I thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for surely I've seen your faithfulness. Surely I've seen your struggle. Surely I've seen it. And others didn't see, saith the Lord God. Surely I have seen it. I've seen your sacrifice, saith the Lord. I've seen it. And I am the rewarder. I am the rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Somebody needs to step out right now. Hallelujah. Somebody step out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's on the starvation committee tonight. Somebody's starving tonight. Somebody's in that starvation committee. Just stand up here at this altar. Somebody's in the starvation committee tonight. Somebody's saying, God, I have got to have you. Somebody's on the starvation committee tonight. Somebody's saying, if God don't help me, I don't know what I'm going to do. Somebody's on the starvation committee tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I know you can help me. Lord, I know you can change things for me. Lord, I know you can. I know you can. Lord, I believe you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.